You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio.
Now, I wonder if you watch this program. Theme music to RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, a newly identified Australian fly has been named after RuPaul, now the glamorous and fierce cultural icon. The Opal Luma RuPaul is possibly the best-looking fly in the whole world. It looks a bit like someone has thrown a glittery rainbow on it. As my producer said today as she showed me the photograph, that is one good-looking bug. And it's true. Brian Lassard is an entomologist at the CSIRO and the man who both identified the fly and named this eye-catching insect after the iconic RuPaul. And Brian joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me.
It is one good-looking bug, isn't it?
Like you said, it's one of the most beautiful flies you'll ever see. And when you think of flies, you don't think that they can be beauty. But my gosh, this proves that they can be absolutely drop-dead stunning.
Describe your fly for us.
Yeah, so this fly is about a centimeter long, and when I saw it, I was just my mouth just dropped. I didn't know that flies could be this stunning. It is metallic. It has every color of the rainbow, and it even has a little characteristic thorn that is tucked under the abdomen. So I thought, who better to name it after than the glamazon herself, RuPaul?
I take it you're, like many of us, a fan of the show.
Definitely. And I was watching a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race at the time when I was naming this species. So maybe it was a subconscious thing as well.
Explain to us the whole process of identifying and getting to be the person who names the species. We've had samples of the fly for a while, but no one has categorized it. Is that right?
Yeah. So scientists estimate that we've only named about a quarter of life in Australia. And there's so many undescribed species out there because a lot of the attention goes to the big, cute, charismatic animals that are obvious to see, like, you know, koalas and lizards. But the invertebrates, there are so many species to discover. And some of these flies related to RuPaul were collected 100 years ago, but no one knew how to identify them because it takes a very specific knowledge. And that was me a few years ago when I went to some museum collections like the Australian Museum in Sydney and found these glamorous flies. And I was surprised that they didn't receive any attention before.
You need to be a soldier fly expert, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And turns out I was the first soldier fly expert in Australia, so I really made it my mission to name as many as I could.
Yeah, you named a few after celebrities. The first you named was after Beyonce.
Yeah, that was the first species I named after a celebrity, and it was a really great way of getting people interested in flies. And the RuPaul fly was actually my 50th species I've named, so I wanted to do something equally as fun and exciting.
Okay, I mean, everyone's publishing the photograph of your fly and the photograph of RuPaul side by side, and there is a distinct similarity, I think. It's not just the colouring.
It's quite fierce. It's got legs for days. It actually looks like a little gemstone flying around the forest floor, and it actually belongs to an entire new group of species called a genus that I was able to name as well, and I named it Opal Luma. Opal, Latin for opal, the gem, because it looks like an opal, and luma, Latin for thorn, because it has that distinct thorn tucked under the abdomen. And it's really important that we name these species, because naming a species is the first step to understanding it, because it gives scientists a universal language to talk about it. And it's also the first step to protecting these species too, especially endangered ones.
Mm. And do you have to, when you name someone, whether it's after Beyonce or, you know, Churchill or RuPaul, do you have to seek their permission or do you just do it?
Generally, there's two rules when you name species that you have to follow. One, it can't be after yourself. And two, it can't be disrespectful. So I think that's why we're able to do it without people knowing about it firsthand. But also RuPaul and Beyonce, they're busy performers. They've got other things to do.
I reckon he's going to love it, though. He'll find out and he'll love it.
ABC Radio.